So all the news today, Brittany Griner, I don't know where she is physically. It sounds like she's out of Russia, has been turned over to American authorities. Maybe she's just at the embassy and ready for a flight. But Brittany Griner has been exchanged for this Victor Boot guy, the merchant of death. That's the prized possession Russia had that we had in our custody, and they obviously took Brittany Griner, so it's a one-for-one swap. Paul Whelan stays in Russia. Let's talk a little bit about this with the head coach and general manager of the Chicago Sky, James Wade, who, as I understand, James, you coached her in Russia yourself. Is that right?
Yes, I did. Thanks for having me. I coached her for three seasons there in Ekaterinburg. And this is great news for everyone that she's able to be on her way home.
Talk to me a little bit about what that's like. Why do so many American players, women, play in Europe in their essentially off season? Obviously, the NBA doesn't do that. I understand it's the economics, but just talk to me a little bit about that. What's so attractive about playing in Russia?
I don't know if it's just economics. I mean, it's a longer off season for the players. Our season in total during the regular season is about 5 months long. So, especially for players that don't make a long run in the playoffs, they have 7 months off. And some of it is economics, but a lot of it is players getting a chance to hone their skills and, perfect their craft and, continue to do the thing that they love, which is play basketball. Also, you have a lot of players that do get drafted, but aren't able to make a team, and it's a way for them to get better. Russia has, as well as other leagues, have been a really big promoter of the women's game. And so I think that's why you see a lot of players, they tend to go overseas. And then, it's a little bit more interesting for some of them than just working out for 7 months.
Yeah, I love the idea of international play. Do they pay them better over there than they get paid here? Is the money better in Europe or Russia?
It depends. For some players it is, for some players it's not. That's just the economics of everything. But I wouldn't say in total that the money's better. But when you have players of BG's caliber and Breonna Stewart and Courtney Vandersloot and Kalia Copper, those players tend to be a little bit more higher paid than a lot of the other players that go and play in various leagues in Europe.
What's Brittany Griner like? Tell me a little bit about her.
She's a gentle giant, wonderful person. She's a sweetheart. She'll give you the shirt off her back, and she's someone that my son is a big fan of. He's known BG ever since he was a baby, and she's always made time to spend time with him, her and her wife. She's one of the sweetest people that you can meet. She's a fierce competitor when it comes to, the basketball court. But, when it comes to just being the person that she is, she's not just a basketball player. She's really a sweet soul.
How dominant was she at her position or on the court generally?
In Russia, she was really dominant. We won every possible championship that you could imagine while we were there. Even in the U.S., we played against them in the finals in 2021, and where a lot of our game plan was directed around stopping her. She's one of the faces of our league up until this point, and she's deserved that and all the attention that she gets for being that. So she's been a great spokesperson for us and for our league, and she's represented us well in various leagues in Europe.
Do you have anything to say or any insight for us on the crime for which, we may put quotes around crime, she was arrested, either how complicit she was, how ignorant she was of having cannabis there, or how legitimate it was that she had a doctor's note and she needed it? Can you just comment on that whole situation?
I mean, out of respect for her family, I think everybody saw the quote that she said, and she was able to explain that for herself. I don't want to speak for her. I just feel like it was just an unfortunate situation that you wish never happened. And we're just happy that it's over.
I would imagine, though, maybe this is just a shot across the bow for all players, like, don't mess with these people. Don't give them an excuse or a reason to arrest you. Do not have one single drop of oil, one single, you know, shred of marijuana or cannabis. You just can't do that, right?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, when you get into situations like these, you just want to make sure you're making good decisions. And if something happens by mistake, you just hope that you're forgiven for it, especially if it's unintentional. But, you know, this is an unfortunate situation. And I'm, you know, I'm just happy that she's on her way to healing as well as her family. It's just tough all the way around. And, you know, however it happened, you just hate to see, you know, the end results of it. And hopefully you're not put in a situation where things can happen like that. Mm.
What would you tell Courtney Vandersloot or Allie Quigley if they said, I want to go to Russia and play next year?
I mean, you know, it's all a personal decisions. You know, I would give my advice on what I think they should do, but at the end of the day, you have to support them in whatever they choose to do. You know, they are two that decided to go home at the end of the season last year, before the league was, you know, I guess temporarily disbanded or whatever. And so, you know, I would just give my advice and try to get an understanding of what they wanted to do and why they wanted to do it, and just give them the best advice, sound advice as possible.
Well, here's my advice. Don't go. Don't go. You're an American. You're a target. Even if they don't arrest you and hold you for ransom, you just can't expect to be treated equally under the law. And I don't even know what laws are in Russia. It would seem to me like, I don't know if I want to go to China now either, to be honest with you. I mean, doesn't it seem, however tempting, like a bad idea now, James?
A bad idea to go and play?
Yeah.
I mean, right now, there's not many Americans that are playing in Russia, although there are. I would love for, you know, our WNBA players to one day just be able to play in the WNBA. And so that's, you know, that would be a wish of mine. But, you know, right now, we're just not in that situation right now. And so you just have to respect the time frame of how it all unfolds and how it all develops. So it's easy. I think it's easy for somebody sitting on the outside to just tell players to not go play overseas, and when they don't really understand the intricacies of how basketball, professional women's basketball works.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we just all have to have an open mind. And I'm not talking about Russia. I'm just talking about overseas in general. But you know, one day, hopefully, you know, we'll be in a situation where, you know, the WNBA, I don't know if it's going to be longer or whatever, but you just want our league to be the premier league, and because we have the premier talent. And so that's what we're working on. So we'll see how it goes.
Your season starts May 19th, and Brittany will be in town on July 30th. Now, I suspect, well, you guys put a lot of people in the seats anyway, but that'll be a that'll be a marquee game, assuming that she's going to be back and playing this year. It's nice to talk to you. Congratulations on the great run you all have had. I know you didn't get to the championship last season, but you guys have been a real bright spot on the sports scene in Chicago. Continued success, James.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.